Okay, we are on Hey Amud Beis. Hey Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom. That's where we're going to start from. Daf Hey, which we all learned yesterday, was different memories that Reb Yitzchak and Reb Nachman asked each other what's shot in the pasuk. Reb Nachman asked Reb Yitzchak, what does this pasuk mean? Reb Yitzchak responds. So we pick up at the last as they are about to leave after the last one, which was Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, and anyone who says Rachav Rachav Mia Nikri. So we pick up after that. 7 lines from the bottom or so. Ki avi miftri mihadadi. 7 lines after the bottom. Ki avi miftri abeli. They were about to take leave of each other. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. So amar le livrchan mar. So let's say it's unclear exactly who was leaving who. According to Rashi, this means that Rav Nachman was leaving Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says, "Give me a bracha." Amar le emshalacha mashal. Let me give you a mashal. Famous Gemara said at many yeshava brachas. Mashal amada v'doma la'adam shayaholich la'midbar v'hayaroy v'hayif etzame. Somebody is walking in the desert and he's hungry and he's tired and he's thirsty. Umatza ilan shepirosa mesukin, and he finds a tree whose fruit are sweet, vitzilo na, and whose shade is wonderful. V'yamasavai moveres tachtav, and he sees an aqueduct of water. Imagine walking in the desert, thirsty, tired, parched, and he sees this unbelievable oasis. And he sees it, and it's wonderful. He eats, he drinks, he sits in the shadow. First, should point out why in that order, though you get to the shadow first. Okay? And when he goes to, he's about to leave, Amar, he turns to the tree and says, Ilan ila b'mava rechecha. What bracha can I give you, tree, who's so wonderful? What bracha can I give you? I'm going to give you a bracha that your fruit should be sweet. Your fruit is sweet already. You don't need that bracha. That your shadow should be beautiful. So your shadow is already wonderful. So you have everything. So what more can I give you a bracha? Elo yihi ratzon shekonatiyos shenot in mimcha yukamoscha. My bracha is that all the fruit, all the netios that come out of you in the future shall be like you. That's my bracha, that your offspring should follow in your footsteps, should be like you. That's the mashal. So afata. So now Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak turn to each other and say, "B'mavarecha." So too, with what can I bless you? In b'torah, hare Torah. If with Torah, you already have Torah. The Bach and the other Rishonim here add in a few extra lines here. In b'tahari Torah, in b'gedula, harish l'gedula, in l'kavod, you have kavod, in b'osher, you have osher. A few more. In b'osher, you have b'banim, harish banim, you have everything. You have everything. So what bracha can I give you? Elo yehi ratzon she'yutzei me'echa kamoscha. But it should be the will of Hashem that your offspring should be like you. Your tzetzom should be like you. Again, mentioned that many yeshava brachas. Ksav Sofer asks, why do we have to list everything? How do you just say, you have everything, so if you have Torah, Torah, Osher, Osher, Kavod, so just say, you know, that you have everything. Like Ksav Sofer writes, V'yishev, he says, if it wouldn't have said all of them, we might not have thought that really these were objective adjectives. V'yishev, Shemishihu Ashir, Mefarim Chachmasov Limudo. Sometimes if you have a very rich person, says the Ksav Sofer, and he has a little chachma to him, you say, oh, he's a smart guy. Not because he's really smart, but because you don't usually find very rich people that are so smart. Ulu umazeh, chachma zebizkin bezuyah, b'chein lehefach, ben Torah, sheish lo ksas osher, yikra osher, ki'in derech b'nei Torah lios ashirim. Sometimes you have somebody who's a big Talmud chacham and a big tzaddik, and he has some money. He says, oh, he's got some money. But it's not like really he has some money. It's just so unusual, says the Ksav Sofer, that somebody has Osher and Chachma. It's not like Reb Yehuda Nasi, but he doesn't have both. That's why, Shabam Yacha, Torah Ba'Osher, when you have both, it could be that it's not really true. It's not really objective. That's why he goes through each one. In Ba'Osher, you objectively have Osher. In Ba'Chachma, you objectively have Chachma. You have each thing in its own right, and therefore, what more could I bless you with? That's the Ksav Sofer. Now we have a take-home word from the Rav Kreisworth. Rav Kreisworth was once on a plane, the story goes, from in the Megillas Hashas, is quoted here, he was once on a plane sitting next to the two Arayot, two lions. Who are the two Arayot? Rav Leib Gurvitz and Rav Leib Lapian. Right, the two Arayot Leibs. And they were talking, with Skakel Hasicha, and they asked Rav Kreisworth, from Antwerp, why is it that many Talmidim, they come to the yeshiva 17, 18 years old, and they're excited, they have slavos, they're into it, amazing, and then, as the Zman continues, and the Zman is over, and the next Zman, they lose it, they lose the Asma, they lose the Asma, why is it? So Rav Kreisler quoted our Gemara. quoted our Gemara. He has the Pasha Kash on the Gemara. What's the first line of the Gemara? In B'Torah, you already have Torah. He already has Torah. What, there's a maximum to Torah? There's a shear? He can't get any more Torah. In B'Torah, you already have Torah. What bracha can I give you? You already have Torah. What do you mean, what bracha? What Torah is infinite? Aruch HaMidei? So what do you mean he already has Torah? How can he say that? I can't give you a bracha of Torah. Says of Kweisworth, Musar Haskell, V'tiritz Rav, Shemin HaShemayim, Nosnin La'adam Torah L'zman Katzar, Be'bechinash is Arusa de La'ela. At certain times in our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain inspirations of Torah, makes Torah sweet to us, gives us a Torah that's delicious, that's unbelievable. It's Arusa de La'ela, coming from Him. And it's our job to grab it, and it's our job to say, wow, unbelievable, and then we run with it. K'deisha yiska halomi litom es metikos ha-Torah, v'yachmos l'day tekulo u'lismaser bazeh. And then that is our job, to have the amelos, to take that inspiration that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and have his arusa delatata, and use it. So only at a few times in our life, says Rav Kreisworth, we get this inspiration from Hashem. The rest is up to us. So says Rav Kreisworth, that's the Pshat in Batari Torah. You already got it from Hashem, so now it's up to you. What kind of bracha? It's your amelos. I'm going to give you a bracha. It's up to you. It's your amelos. If you have amelos, you'll be zochet Torah. Masha Enki, these talmidim, he says sometimes, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them siyata d'shmaya, gives them certain isarusa de la'ela, and then it's up to them to have the amelos. If they lose it, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu already did his part. So that's what he says, that, you know, we always have to take certain moments of inspiration with us so that we don't lose it. We've mentioned in the past on Rosh Hashanah, it's a beautiful thought from the Shemen HaTov, right? Bernard Weinberger on Rosh Hashanah, where he writes, talk about Akedas Yitzchak. Why Dafka Akedas Yitzchak? Why do we focus on that aspect of the event? Why not Ha'alo'as Yitzchak? Kimashritas Yitzchak? Why Akedah, the binding? Why does that capture the essence of Akedas Yitzchak? So he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu on his way up tells his father, Kafteini Yafe Yafe. Bind me down very tight, because right now I'm into it. But you know, when I'm up there, I'm 37 years old, I'm a big, strong guy, and when I'm there, I might get nervous, and I might start ripping the ropes, and I might, you know, want to get out. So bind me very well, so that I don't try to get away. That's what the Medrash says. What's the pshat? Yitzchak Avinu realized that there are certain moments of inspiration in his life. He realized right now he feels into it, right now he's excited about it. But you know what? He knows that it's not always going to last. He knows that he's going to lose it after a while. Life is ups and downs. So he takes precautions at moments of inspiration so that he'll never lose it. Kafteini yafa yafa, Avraham. I know now I might not feel it then, so you know what? Tie me up. That's what the message of Akedah. That's why Akedah. That's why do we read it on Rosh Hashanah? Because on Rosh Hashanah we're all inspired. Rosh Hashanah we're all sitting in shul. Musaf, Machias, Zacharias, and Chofers. Who's not inspired on Rosh Hashanah? The problem is Teves. Problem is now, are we still inspired? Have we lost it? So that's why Rosh Hashanah, we read Akedas Yitzchak, we have to be okayed ourselves to try to make sure that we bind ourselves so that we don't lose the moments of inspiration. That's what Rav Kreisman says in our Gemara, in B'Torah Hari Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu has already given us the inspiration, the certain illumination of Torah, and the rest is up to us to have the amelus. Okay, so that is a thought. I don't know, that's not such a Sheva Brachas extension of the Gemara, but it can be used other ways as well. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, two dots. So the Gemara yesterday was speaking about Yoreh u'Malkosh, the different rains of the year. So now we're going to talk about what is the word Yoreh, was the earlier rain, and Malkosh is the later rain. Tana Rabbanan, Yoreh, the earlier rain, where does that word come from? Shemoreh es habrios, lahatiach gagosehen, Yoreh, from the word lohorot, to teach. It teaches people that when the early rains come, you better start taking in your summer furniture. You have to start lahatiyak. I was saying you have to tar your roof. Got to make sure your roof is taken care of. Ulahachnas is peyrosayin. Bring in your fruit. Velazel kol tzarcheim. Do all that you have to do outside because the rainy season is starting. That's the purpose of the yoreh. It's moreh to people that the rainy season is starting. Davar acher, second opinion. Shemarve es haaretz. It saturates the ground. Umashke ad tahom. And it sinks in and it waters until the deep. That's from the word marvet, to saturate. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Talameha Ravei, it saturates the furrows. Naches gedudeha, gedudeha, the gedudim, right, the army groups. Naches, it calms them down. Rashi says it refers to Bnei Adam. The people are very happy with this. Birvivim timo gegna, tzimcha devarech, right, it softens up the ground. Tzimcha devarech, it's a blessing to have this growth. So that's the second pshat. What is yoreh mean? Laharvot, to saturate. Dabar acher, third pshat, yore she yored benachas. It goes down with nachas, ve'ino yored bezaaf, and it doesn't go down with zaaf. What does that mean? Yore is a softer rain. So Rashi here explains, adam shemore lo talmidav benachas, like a teacher has to be soft with how he speaks, as the pasuk says in Kohelas, divrei chachamim benachas nishmayim. So too, Yohan has to be so. The rain comes down softly in order to teach us how to get into the talmidim. You have to be soft. Third pshat of what yore is. So now the Gemara says, these are all wonderful, beautiful pshatim of Yore. How do I know that it's a good thing? O eno ela Yore elisha meishir as a peiros, umashav as a zroim, umashav as a ha'ilanos. Maybe Yore is an allusion to the fact that it's going to rip the fruit off the trees that are left there and destroy the zroim and flood the trees. How do I know Yore is referring to a good rain, a rain lebracha? Maybe it's not a rain lebracha, maybe it's a rain leklala. Tamalomar malkosh. But Malkosh Labracha, Avyora Labracha. It's compared to Malkosh in the Pasuk. But not Yora Malkosh, we say in Shema. So that's why, just like Malkosh is Bracha, so too Yora is Bracha. Oh, Eino Ela Malkosh, maybe Malkosh isn't Bracha either. Eino Ela Malkosh, Ela Shema Pilas Habatim, Umeshaber, maybe Malkosh is a reference to causing houses to fall, Umeshaber as Elon was breaking trees, Umalas as Akon, and bringing up bugs and locusts from the grounds. So how do you know that Malkosh is good? So compare it back to Yore. My Yore Labracha, Av Malkosh Labracha. So you compare it to each other. The Gemara finally has Viyore Gufa Minolva, but how do you know Yore? We only know Yore from Malkosh. Anything Malkosh you know from Yore. So Dichsiv, another Pasuk, Uvenet Sion, Gilu, the children of Sion will be happy. V'simchu b'Hashem alokeichem, ki nasan lachem es ha-more litzdaka, v'yore lachem geshem more u'malkosh barishon. So you see the pasuk in Yoel, where the Bnei Yisrael are happy about the malkosh, about the yore that they're getting, so obviously it is a simin bracha. The Nesiv, in the Mori Sada here, says, if you look at the psukim, it's pasha that it's lebracha. What was the Gemara's havamina? In Shema, it talks that if you listen to my ways, I'm going to give you Yore Malkosh. What's the Gemara thinking? That it's not going to be Labracha. What's the Havamina? So the Nesiv says the Gemara really never thought that Yore was purely Leklala. But the Havamina is, Havada de Iker Yore Labracha, de Bahazem Mayri Kra, Elohacha Yachol Leo. See what the Havamina was? Then maybe the rain could have been generally Labracha. But there might have been a few trees that got lost in the shuffle. No, this rain wouldn't be good for everybody. The rain wouldn't be good for every tree. This is what he calls hashkacha klalus and hashkacha pratis. You know, in the general klalus way of things, so then the rain would have been good for most people. But there might have been some farmers, there might have been some trees that wasn't so happy with this yore. Yochalias to become makom in hashkacha pratis shlo yovale is a prat takala the klala imnisa ilan and peiros umashiro. That's the Chiddush. Kamash Malan, that was the discussion of the Gemara. It doesn't mean pure bracha for every detail or not. Kamash Malan, yes. Yore is purely bracha. Again, this links to the general discussion of hashkacha that many Rishonim have. Message of hashkacha that many Rishonim have. The Sefer Chinuch writes that people have general hashkacha and brios have general hashkacha. People even have hashkacha pratis. For animals, for plant life, there's hashkacha klalas. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the species. There's no hashkacha for each individual being within the species. People have hashkacha pratis on each individual. We have special hashkacha on each one of us. That's what the Siv is relating to here. Hashkacha klalas and hashkacha pratis. Yeah. So there are different. This is a shir bifnei atzma, which we can't have. There is a gemara. There's a chazal that says a blade of grass doesn't move, you know, below until it's nigzar from above. A lot of gemaras about hashkacha. There's a gemara that says if you want to take out a quarter to put in the meter, not really in the meter, but from your pocket, and you take out a nickel instead of a quarter, and you have to reach back a second time into your pocket. That's yisurin. That's, you know, it's ma'aseh b'chol yom. But again, that's. There's a different chazal about how specific hashkacha is. We'll get to that. It's Gemara in Krisus. We have time. Okay. So says the Gemara. Let's continue. So that's the Nitziv. That was the Havamina. There's only hashkacha klalus. Kamash Malan is even hashkacha pratis. So now we know what the word Yore is. Now Yore is the bracha. Tana Rabbanan, fifth wide line. Yore b'marcheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. The early rains come in Cheshvan, and the later rains come in Nisan. Ata omer yore b'marcheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. Should you say that the early rains are in Cheshvan and the later ones are in Nisan? O eino elo yore b'tishrei u'malkosh b'ir. Or should you say maybe the early rains are in Tishrei a month earlier and the later rains are in Iyar a month later? Tamalomar bi'ito. So no, it says the next word in the pasuk is bi'ito, in its proper time, and the proper time is Cheshvan and Nisan. Malkosh, what does the word Malkosh come from? Amar Rav Nihiloi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Dover Shemol Kashio Sehen Shel Yisrael. Malkosh is something that cuts, Shemal, Kashio Sehen, the hard, the Kshe Oref of Bnei Yisrael. That's what Malkosh does. How does the rain do that? So Rashi explains it's the opposite. Shenikar Rashi, look at the fifth wide line in Rashi. Shekshe'eno Yored, Chozrin Yisrael B'tshuva. It's not that the rain does anything, it's the lack thereof. The lack of rain is what causes us to do tshuva. Again, this is, I don't think we read this yet, so it's important, we'll read it now. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. Very important lashon the Rambam has in the first three halachas there. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizoku Lahariya B'chatzotzros, Al-Kol Tzara Shetavu Al-Atzibar. It's a mitzvah midaraisa to scream out to Hashem, to Davin, and to blow shofar every time there's a tzara, including drought, which the Gemara is talking about here. Shneimar al atzar al tzarer eschem b'harei osem b'chatzosros. Klomar, kol davar sheyetzar lachem, anything is it painful for you, kagon batzores, v'dever, v'arbe, v'chayosi b'hen, za'aku alem v'ariyu. And so continues the Rambam, v'davar ze midarki atshuvahu. This is part of the ways of tshuva. Shebizmacha tavot tzara v'yizaku elaha v'yariyu. When a tzara comes and we cry out and we scream out to Hashem, yedu hakol, shebiglal ma'aseyem haraim hura lahem. We always try to focus on ourselves, see how we can improve because of the tzara. And then the Rambam has his important line. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. If somebody does not scream out to Hashem when there's a tzara, when there's a drought, ela yomru davar ze miminaga olam iralanu. This has just happened. It's the way of the land. V'tzara zu nikra nikres. It's a tzara that just happened. It's coincidence. Sometimes bad things happen. It's not really Yad Hashem behind it. You know, nothing for us to worry about. When something happens, says the Rambam, and we ignore the sign, harezu derech achzarius, v'goremes lahem lihidavik v'maaseyem haraim, v'tosif hatzara tzaros acheros. We don't get the message. Says the Rambam, whenever anything unusual happens in life, obviously nature and miracles are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But whenever something unusual happens and there's a tzara in the world, the Rambam says, we're not allowed to ignore it. We have to take it to heart, whether it's to the Jews or not to Jews. It doesn't say dafka to Jews. When there's a tzara, you know, different things happen in all parts of the world. Says the Rambam, we have to take it to heart and say, where can I improve? How can I do better? It's not nikra nikres. Because nothing just happens in life. Nothing just happens. If there is a Hester Panim, but Hester Panim is still something. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. His back is turned. Kaviyachol. But he's still there. But everything is something that just happens. That's this, like this Rashi. Like, that's what the lack of rain does. It's Mal Chash Yusen Shei Yisrael. It circumcises our hearts. Yeah.
The fact, when it doesn't rain, and then they start to fast, that's the yogurt.
When it doesn't rain,
it's not
the yoras, the early rain. After the first rains don't rain, they don't start fasting.
After maybe the later. But not Nisan. They don't wait till Nisan to start fasting.
They don't wait. Well, we'll see. The Gemara is talking about exactly when the yoras are and when the malkoshes is. Could be that we're going to get to the different stages of the fasting. Those could be more serious. Earlier, the yechidim just fast. Only later on, that's when the whole tzibur starts fasting. And even later on, the night before. So the different stages, only then, that's really when the tshuva. If I know somebody else is fasting, it doesn't really mean much to me. But if I'm fit, the whole Klal Yisrael is into it, so then maybe that's what the Gemara means. Yeah.
Does the Rambam fit into that every day is an Eish Sara?
Yes, after Daven Eish, you want to put that together, that every day, nothing is Nikra Nikra. So you can take it to if you fit that in with Rav Soloveitchik's idea from last week, so that's why the Rambam whole tefillah every day is Daraisa. Okay, very nice. Okay, the very Yishmael Tana, different shot. What is the word Malkosh come from? Darvish Mamali Tuva Bakashia. Something that fills up the tfuah in its hard stalks. That's malkosh. Mimmalei, right, kash. Babasnisatana davar sheyoret al hamalilos al hakashin. Something that falls on the malilos and the kashin, on the ears and on the stalks. Again, that's a reference. Three pshat and what that means. Tana rabbana. Yorba mar cheshvan malkosh ben nisan. Yored, the early rain is in cheshvan. And malkosh is in nisan. By the way, you already see mar cheshvan is in the Gemara. Mar cheshvan. Already in the Mishnah and the Gemara, that's already called Mar Cheshvan. Ata Ome Yerba Mar Cheshvan Oeinu Ela B'Chodesh Kislev. Is the early rains in Cheshvan, or is it in Kislev, a month later? Tamalomar B'Ito, Yerba Malkosh, Malkosh B'Ito, Yerba B'Ito. Everything in its proper time. Tanya Idach here, but Marches and Malkosh ben Nisan, Divi Rabbi Meir. We're going to have a machlokas about it now. Rabbi Meir holds that Yore is in Cheshvan, and Malkosh is in Nisan. The Chachamim Omrim, Yore beKislev. The Chachamim argue, and they say, no, Yore is later, Yore is in Kislev. Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim that hold Yore is later in Kislev? Amr of Chizr, Rabbi Yosihi. They are Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is really the Chachamim. The Tanya, based on the following source. Ezuhi Revia Rishona Habachira, which is the early rains. We're going to have, there are 3 days of early rains. These are all Yore. B'shloshe b'mar cheshvan, that's the first one. Beinonis b'shivabo, the middle rain is the seventh day of cheshvan. Afela, the later one, b'shivasarbo, did Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir has 3/7/17 in cheshvan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, different days. B'shiva u'b'yitzayin u'b'esma b'shlosha, 7/17 and 23. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the third opinion, B'yud Zayin, U'be'esim B'shlosha, U'b'rosh Chodesh Kislev. 17:23 of Cheshvan, and then the first day of Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So you see, Rabbi Yossi is the only one of these opinions who hold that the first rains, Yoreh, go into Kislev, and that's how you know he's the Chachamim in the earlier source, which says Yoreh B'Kislev. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi also added, Ein ha'yechidim mis'anin ad she'yagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yechidim only start fasting, which is the first stage of the fasting, as we'll get to later in the Masechta. The private, certain private tzaddikim individuals start fasting only once Kislev comes. Once Kislev comes, because that's Yoreh, now, the early stage of rain has passed without raining, so that's why one fasts from Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar of Chizda, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi that it goes by Kislev. Amemar Masi Lahadar of Chizda Bahalishna. Amemar has said this statement of Rav Chizda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi regarding the following. B'shlosha b'mar cheshvan shoal and esakshamim. The Mishnah later on. We're going to have on Daf Yud. On the third day of cheshvan, that's when he asks for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shivabo. So machlokas with it when you start asking. We have this already also. V'sein talamater starts on the third of cheshvan or on the seventh of cheshvan. Amar of Chizda, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Chizda says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that you start on the 7th of Cheshvan. Kaman Ozla, we didn't get to Rabbi Chizda yet. Kaman Ozla, Hadatanya, so who is the one that is the, like the following opinion? Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Gishamim Sheyerdu Shiva Yamim, Ze Achar Ze, Atamona Lahen Revia Rishon of Ishnev Ishleishis. What exactly does this line mean? So we'll just go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it means, who is the opinion that says that you could have, as long as it rains 7 days straight, twice in a row, that will cover all the Yore rains. Who is that like? Who can have a 14-day period straight where the first, the second, and the third, all three rains of the Yore period could be included? That is only Kaman Rabbi Yosi. That's like Rabbi Yosi, because he's the only one, if you want to look, because Rabbi Yosi holds it's 17, 23, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So each of them are separated by 7. He's the only one that works. The previous 2 opinions have more than 7, at least in between one of them. Right? The first opinion is 3, 7, and then 17. So there's 10 in between the second and the third. Rabbi Yehuda holds it 7, 17, and 23. So the first 2 have 10 in between. So we say the third, this last one, must be going like Rabbi Yossi, and Amar Rav Chizda halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so that goes, that's the end of that piece. There is a question in the Shitas of Rambam. We'll just mention it. We're not going to explain it now. The Rambam seems to be mechalek between She'ela and when the Revia starts. At least according to the way the Achronim understand. The Rambam seems to say that you start asking the same Talmud from Zayin Cheshvan, even though the Revia only is Yud Zayin Cheshvan. He paskins like the other opinion of the 17th. So there's a question of how he can be mechalek, but that's what he seems to do. That the She'ela, the same Talmud, is the 7th, while the 17th is the day that it's considered the Revia Rishona. Okay, period. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama, second to last line, Bishlama Revia Rishona Lishol, Shleishis Lehisanos, Shnia Lamai. So the Gemara has 3 different rain periods within this first period, within Yoreh. So Lamai Nafkamina, what halachic significance is there for each of these times of rain? So the first one I understand, Lishol. That's when you start asking. You know, now it's the rainy season, and you can start asking. That's the first one. The third one is, once it passes and it hasn't rained yet, you know, you have to start fasting. But is there any halachic significance to the middle one? Obviously there is, because the Mishnah says that there's significance to the middle one. So the first I know, the third I know. Why isn't there significance? What is the significance to the middle one? So the Gemara is about to quote 4 different possibilities. What exactly is the significance to the middle rain? But even before we see any of those, Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered. Why isn't there a 5th one? Why didn't the Gemara quote the following? Look in Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilyan HaShas. Right before I run on the bottom, he says, Tamuli, Amaylo naka nami l'schiris batim. Why doesn't it spring the Mishnah of schiris batim? Schiris batim. Let's say if somebody says he quotes a masker bais the chaveira adak shamim. If somebody rents out their house, it's yours until the rainy season. That also goes by the second one. So why didn't Rabbi Kiva Eger says you're going to quote four other nafkaminas? Why don't we quote this one? He says v'tzarech iyan. Right, he does not answer it. So if you look in the Rishash points out that line of a masker bias is only in one place in Shas. The Gemara is first going to quote something from Nedarim. See, this is the first line before you even explain it. L'Nedarim ha-noder ad ha-gshamim. So that line, noder ad ha-gshamim, appears both in Maseches Shviyas and in Maseches Nedarim. See on the side. It says Nedarim Samach Beis and Shviyas Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, why didn't you quote this Masker Bias, which is the continuation of that Mishnah, in Shviyas? So the Rishash says, maybe the Mishnah is really only quoting the Mishnah in Nedarim, which does not have that extra line, and not quoting the Mishnah in Shviyas. Why not? Why does he want to quote the Mishnah in Shviyas? So he quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia, this is the Rishash, right over here. Quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kashi, he says, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, it's quoted in other places in Shas also, where somebody was asked a question, one of the Amaram was asked a question from a Mishnah in Taharos. And the answer that he gave was, Amarlei, ba'arba lo matzina, b'shisa matzina. We can't finish the four. You expect us to finish the six? What does that mean? So Rashi there quotes, ba'arba lo matzina, ba'arba'a sidarim, kegon moed, yeshuos, yeshuos is nezikin, nashim, sheinogas bizman azeh, kibizman abayis. Says this Amora answering, we're starting four sidarim. We say four sedarim. We do Nashim, Nezikin, Moed, the ones that are in the Lamaisa. What's the fourth one? The Kadshim Nami. Kadshim. There are many Makars Kadshim. Dechsib, Bechamacha, Mukhtar, Mugash, Lashmi. Learning Kadshim is like you're bringing Kadshim. Right? If you study Karbanis, as if you're bringing the Karbanis. So that's also like Halacha Lamaisa. So that's why those four, the Gemara says, we're studying those four. Oh, what are you? We got Kashis from Taurus and Shvius. We're focusing on these four. So Rishash says, maybe that's why the Gemara didn't bring the Mishnah in Shvius here. It's bringing the Mishnah in Nedarim, but that doesn't have that extra line of Masker Batim. But that's one okay, so you don't always have to bring the Shvius and Taurus. It's pretty amazing, studying these Dalet. There are other Makarot. I'm not sure if the Chavetz Chaim quotes this one, but in the Chavetz Chaim's Hakdama to Likutei Halachas, which is the Sefer on Kashim, Chavetz Chaim wrote a riff-like commentary on Seder Kachim, and wherever Kachim comes up in Shas, Maseches Sota and others, because he felt that it is Halacha L'Maisa, Meher Yibaneh Beis HaMikdash. He promulgated the study of Kachim. He felt that it was very important, so he wrote a riff on Seder Kachim, just like the riff looks. But in his Hakdama there, he talks all about the importance of learning Kachim. So he says Kachim is Halacha L'Maisa. Forget even without Meher Yibaneh Beis HaMikdash. Learning Kachim, I don't know if he quotes this Rashi, but this Rashi says it. Learning Kachim as if you're bringing Kachim. If you look, also he has a Raya that Talmud Bavli, if you think about this, Talmud Bavli is only written on the L'Maisa Masechtas, basically. Right? There's no Talmud Bavli on Zrayim. Why? Because in Bavel, all the Zrayim is only on Brachas. The rest, Peah, Demai, Shvius, Kalayim, none of them have Talmud Bavli. Why? Because it wasn't a Halacha L'Maisa. That's the rest of Zeran wasn't a Halacha L'Maisa. Shkolim doesn't have a Bavli, it's not a Halacha L'Maisa. What else? Taharis only has Maseches Nida. Right? The rest doesn't have. Kachim has a Talmud Bavli. Kachim has a Talmud Bavli. Every Masechta came out. Okay, the end, Midos, Kinim. But all the Masechtas have a Talmud. Why does Kachim have a Talmud Bavli? Why is Kachim better than Zeran and Taharis? They weren't bringing Karbanis in Bavel. That's the answer. The answer is it is Halacha L'Maisa. Learning about Kachim, learning about all the Karbanis is Halacha, it's a fifth of the Torah. What, we skip that one? That's by Yikra. I turn off now until we get to Bamidbar. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Karbanis is unbelievable. The more we learn about it, the more we appreciate it. But again, it's Halacha L'Maisa. Harai, there's a Talmud Bavli. So that's what the Rishash here says to answer of Kivegas Kasha, maybe based on that Gemara. You know, it's asking for the Mishnah Nedarim, even though this line of Nedarim appears in both places, but it's not asking from the one in Shviyas, which has the extra line of Hamasker Bais. Okay. So what? So L'may Nafkamina. Now back to the Gemara. L'may Nafkamina is the second rain. The first rain is to start asking. The third one is if it doesn't happen, we have to start fasting. So why is the second rain? So Amar Ibzeira Li Nedarim. Number one, regarding Hilchus Nedarim. The Tanna, the Mishnah says in Nedarim, Hanoder ad ha-gashamim. Or, Acheyeru gashamim, different gersos, Acheteru revi yishniya. So he makes a neder that they're not allowed to get Hanah from something, from a person, until the rains. So they're not allowed to get Hana until the second rain. Why the second rain? Why is that? What is assumed? So Rashi here on top quotes two pshatim. Either b'nedarim, you always go after Lashon B'nei Adam. It's a big sod gadol in Hilchos Nedarim. You always go after the colloquial. What do people mean when they make a neder? People mean generally the second rain. It's the middle one. That's what they have in mind. Number one. Or number two, geshamim, the word is plural. Since the word is plural, you assume it has to include a second one, and therefore it has to be, that's what it is referring to, the second one. The Meiri points out there in Nedarim that this is even if it rains earlier, still the nether isn't paka. The nether doesn't stop just because it rained earlier. When somebody says adak shamim, it means the second time it's supposed to rain. Even if it's rained five times, still the second time is crucial. That's number one, halacha lemaisa for the second time period. Rav Zvid Amar, number two, lezesim. It's important for the case of olives. Ditznan. A lot to talk about here. So let's first read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasai kol adam mutarin. It's a Mishnah in Peah. Me'emasai kol adam mutarin b'lekeb shechov v'peah. We know there's a mitzvah d'araisa, leket shechan peah. Leket is when I'm gathering my grains, and some of the grains happen to drop out of my hand. As I'm carrying, I'm not allowed to go back and pick them up. The leket has to be left for the poor people. Shechacha, if I forget whole bundles in my field, so also I have to leave those. Halachis, if I forget tons of them, that's not shechacha. Right? That's just only if I get certain amounts of bundles. Right? We learned that from Rus, how many bundles that she was able to get. But Peya, leaving over the corner of the field, all of these things, is there a time period when the people, the rich people, so to speak, could go take that, when it's hefker? Or is it forever? So the Mishnah says that there is a limit. Misha yelchu hanamoshos. You know when it's mutter for everybody, l'chal adam, when the namoshos. What are the namoshos? Namoshos are the late aniyim. We'll get to what the word namoshos means in a second, but it's from the late ones. When they go past, after that, then it's finished. Then the other aniyim, we'll get back to this in a second, but the other aniyim, l'chora, have yeush. They give up hope that there's anything left, and therefore now it's free for anybody to take. That's by leket shichlu peya. But peret uba ololos, by peret and ololos, these are also matnos aniyim. Peret are single grapes that fell to the ground. Ololos are just unusually looking clusters. Like let's say you only have two grapes on a whole cluster, or they pile on each other. Right? Peret and ololos. Mishielcho aniyim bekerem yevo. When the aniyim have a chance to go twice through the vineyard. That's when, after that, that's when it's free, because you assume nothing's left and everybody's given up hope. B'zeisim yishetered revi yishniya. By olives, what time period? Here's the one that's important for us. By the second once the second rain period happens, that's when, by olives, it is mutter l'chal adam. So that's for the second afkamina, the second answer of the Gemara. So by the way, the Gemara says, my namoshes, what does that lashon mean? Am Rabbi Yochanan, savi d'azli atigra. Either it means older poor people that have to walk slowly, they walk with a cane. Rish Lakish Amar, Lukute Basa Lukute. People who go, father and son, who make sure to do a good job. The father goes first and the son goes after them to make sure the father didn't drop any. That's what is meant by Nemoshos. Okay, so this is all, though, number two, the Nafkamina of Zaysim. Two discussions that we should have on this Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, talks about this case. The Gemara there has a makar, a source in the Torah that there's a certain time period when the lek, the shechav peah, becomes mutter to everybody. The Gemara says Levi zara b'kisher. Levi was planting in a place called Kisher. V'lohavi aniyim l'mishka lekat. There was no aniyim around. There was no aniyim in the city. So asal kamei Rav Sheshes, he came in front of Rav Sheshes and asked, "There are no aniyim here. So what do I do?" Amar le Rav Sheshes says, "You're potter." La'ani v'lager tazovo sam. You only have to leave them for the poor people. V'lo la'arvim, v'lo la'atlafim. You don't have to leave them for the birds, for the ravens. If there's no aniyim coming, period, that's it. So there's a pasuk that teaches me that if there are no aniyim, so then, me'mela, it is mutter. So ask the achronim that if you look in the mefarshim on this Mishnah, the mefarshim say that the reason that this works is based on a halachic principle called yeyush, something that hopefully we're going to discuss in a couple of weeks on a Tuesday night shiur. Yeyush means the owner gives up hope. It comes up by Anaveda, it comes up by Gezela, but here too, is based on the principle that once these things happen, the Nemoshos go through, the Aniyim go through twice, Yeish kicks in. So if Yeish kicks in, ask the Achronim, why do you need a special Pasuk to teach me, Lani, you only have to leave it for the Aniyim and not for the birds? Why do you need both a Limud and a Svara? So that's the question of the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav. Kovner Rav in, where's the Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Gimel? He says, Aniyas Daiti, he says, it's a good Kasha. But he quotes a Talmud that asks him this kasha. It's a good kasha, but let me explain. Dinira barer the time of lo arvim lo atzlofim lo mahani el leinian shlo yachul lechadchila mitzvahs aziva b'ki ha'gavda shi'ochlu ha'arvim. The limud teaches me that in certain cases there is no chiyuv of lekan shi'ochlu in the first place. The chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. That's what the limud teaches me. If there are no poor people here, la'ani v'la'ger, you have to leave them, and not for the arvim. V'hu tznai b'ikr mitzvahs aziva she'inyana aziva kizos she'tovu li'ad aniyim. But if there's no aniyim, they are made kara, so the chiyuv is not chal. So it never leave, you keep it. But let's say there was a mitzvah, and you left him for the aniyim. So then how do you know it ever becomes free? Maybe this is always aniyim. This always belongs to the aniyim. Now it's mamon shel aniyim. Once it's mamon shel aniyim, you can't say it's based on that earlier pasuk. The earlier pasuk is a tznai in the ikir achiyuv, whether there's a chalos of the chiyuv of lekan and shikha. But to say that the chiyuv stops at a certain time, and now it becomes hefker, so that's not learned that from the pasuk. That's why you need yeish. Just because there's no more aniyim doesn't mean that the Libra doesn't teach me that. If I have money and I don't know where it is, and birds are eating it, you're allowed to take it? No. There's a special that din of arvim of the Gemara in Chulin is only a tanai in the ikar chiyuv. But once the chiyuv is chal and the aniyim can get it, so then I need a different idea to say that at a certain point in history, certain point in the story, it becomes hefker. So that's why you need yesh. Okay, that's an important thought of the Dvar Avram that we have to understand, that we have to have to understand our Gemara. That's an Aleph Yud Gimel. There is another idea on this Mishnah in Peah that Reb Kiva Eger asks. If you look at that Mishnah in Peah in Paraches Mishnah Aleph, Tosfos Reb Kiva Eger. Kiv Eger wrote many svarim. He wrote his tshuvas, he wrote his drosh v'chiddush al hashas. I heard recently, b'shem gadol, that the real godless of Kiv Eger you see in the Tosfos of Kiv Eger on Mishnayos. Okay? I'm not as familiar, I guess, with the intricacies of each of Kiv Eger, but he says, if you look at Kiv Eger on Mishnayos, it's an important pirush to learn, not just the tshuvas and not just his chiddush al hashas. So here on that Mishnah, he quotes, kashali. So that's a kasha. What is the Mishnah saying? That at a certain time, Lekat Shikhan Peah becomes Hefker, because the Aniyim have given up, and therefore anybody could go in, right? That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Me'emasai mutal l'chal adam. Answer Kiv Eger Pashit. We know there's something called a Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar, if something's in my possession, I'm kone it. So how is this ever mutal l'chal adam? The second it becomes Hefker, the owner of the field should reacquire it. It's in his Chatzar. Kashali, haha leket shenofel b'shasak sira shu ba'al asadeh de balabayis. K'shenes yasu ba'alam nasa hefker miyad yizke ba'al asadeh. Midin kinyin chatzero, de konish lo midaito. He says, why doesn't it work? He says, and even if you want to say you need a chazer mishtameres, you don't always need a chazer mishtameres. So how does this whole halacha work? You should say that there's always, right when it becomes hefker totally, so then the baal is koneh again. Mitam kinyan chaser. If something's in my possession, if a man throws his wife a get and it lands in her yard, then it's hers. Kinyan chaser. It's a bona fide kinyan. So there are various answers given. One answer given on this page also by the Tosfos Anshei Shem on Mishnayos, he says maybe the difference is because the owner also has given up hope. He doesn't expect anything to be there anymore after the aniyim go by. So he dafka has yeish of getting any of these back. So maybe in that type of case, maybe kinyan chatzer wouldn't be able to work. One answer given. Others say that maybe enochinami. Kal adam means the baal bais first. That's what the Radvaz suggests. But another answer, which again we're going to get to in a few weeks in our Baba Kama Shiurim, is that maybe there's a difference between yeish and hefker. Even though it says here, yeish, and therefore, that's the language that the Mefarshim used, that's yeish, and therefore it becomes hefker, maybe that's not exactly true. Yeish might not be equal to Hefker. We're going to have a shita of the Ksos and the Nesivis that Yeish means it's free for another to take, but it still hasn't left the Rishus of the original person. So therefore, it might not be that if you say Yeish and Hefker are not identifiable, so therefore, maybe that's what no Kinyan Chatzar works until somebody gets it. And Kinyan Chatzar is not an active Kinyan taking it out of the Rishus of the Aniyim. You need somebody else. Yeish just leaves it open. So again, that's another area to explore. There'd be a difference between Yeish and Hefker. That could also answer the Kasha of Rebbe Kiv Eger.
How does Yeish operate at all here?
Are the Aniyim the Bailam? Okay, I was going to mention it, but since you asked, I'm going to mention it. There is a Chakira that Rav Chanan has regarding this question. When we say Leket Shikha and Peah, that it goes to the Aniyim. What does that mean exactly? Does that mean it's owned by the Aniyim? For example, like when I give Truma, when I offer Truma, before I give it to anybody, does this belong to the Kohanim, or I have to give it to the Kohanim? Right, it's a big difference. Does this belong to the Aniyim, or now it's Hefker for the Aniyim to take? Why not? I mean, if I take it back, am I stealing? Am I stealing from the aniyim, or am I just not fulfilling my mitzvah of giving it to the aniyim? That's a nafkamina between the two. Is it mamon shel aniyim or not? So again, here too, you can ask that. I mean, is it whether it's mamon or you just now it's ready for you to give? So he has that chakir, if you want to look it up, in Chelek Beisim and Yuzayin and Kovet Shir. Okay, but this is all number two on what's the nafkamina for the second rain. That was Zaysim. Number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kedei Lahalech B'Shvilei HaRishus, to go in the Shvilim, in the paths with Rishus. What does that mean? The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that Yehoshua ben Nun made certain takanos, certain laws when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, certain societal understandings and needs. One of them was that during the springtime, when your fields weren't really growing anything anyway, people were allowed to take shortcuts in certain places in your yard. It was understood, and everybody allowed everybody else to do it. Once the rainy season started and things started growing, then you weren't allowed to walk on there anymore, because then you'd ruin the guy's field. So that's what it means. Once the second rainy second time starts, that's when this halacha stops, and you're not allowed to walk on people's private fields. Those are called shvilei rishus, shvilim that you have rishus to walk in during the dry season. And finally, number four, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, what is the nafkamina for the second rain? Levayer peiros shvius. When I have to do beer of peiros shvius. There is a halacha that peiros shvius, fruit of the shvius year, I'm not allowed to sell, I'm allowed to enjoy. Right? La'achla v'lo l'schar, I'm allowed to eat them. But there is a certain time of biur, of getting rid of peiros shvius. It's not an masin and v'sarfim b'tevin b'kasha shel shvius. How long do I have to get benefit from shvius items? Acheter revia shnia. The second rain, once that comes at the end of the year, that's when that's the time that I have to do biur. My time, why? What's magical about that time? Tachsiv, because the pasuk says the fruit of shvius can be for your animal, for your domesticated animal, and for your wild animal. Called and the Gemara Darshan is a comparison between the two. Calls Masha Chaya Ochelas Basada Ha'achel Behemtcha Babayis Kalei L'Chayim Min Asada Kalei L'Behemtcha Min Abayis. The halacha of beer is that as long as animals out in the field have the fruit, so then you can eat the fruit in your house. But once it gets disappears from outside to the chayas, so that's the time of beer, and that happens at the Revi'ah Shniyah. That's the halacha of beer peirushvius. There is a major machlokas Rishonim. We might have mentioned this once before, and that is, what does one have to do? Halacha l'maisa. Look, Lamaisim, Heri, Banim, Yisamidash, we'll all have Peirushvius, and it'll be Daraisa. What do you have to do with your Peirus at the time of beer? What does beer mean? We know beer chametz, but is that like beer maisers? That's a machlokas in the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ravid. Rambam and the Ramban, and the Ravid is the middle shita. The Rambam says beer means destruction. You have to destroy them. You have to burn them. That's the Rambam shita in Hilchah Shemitah. You have to be mevayer, just like we're mevayer the chametz. We have to be mevayer peirushvius. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban in Vayikra, on that pasuk in Parshas Bahar, the Ramban says no. That doesn't mean destroy. It just means get out of your house. Just means to get rid of it, to be mafkir them. Says the Ramban, v'inyano sheyichla ha-peiros achar zman mi-beisol la-hafkiron. V'hu bir shviyas, yiskir ha-cham b'chol makom. V'eino inyin sheyapeiros achar zman ha-bir asurin b'hano b'achila. They don't become usur to eat, says the Ramban. They have to be mafkir them. That's it. That's what beer means. V'eino ela shehu tzarech levara mi-reshusa. You have to destroy them from in your reshus. U'la-hafkiram la-aniyim u'la-chaladam. K'inyin bi-arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. Right, the pasuk in Kisavo, I got it out of my house. Then he quotes that the Rambam, he says, I know that the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe, says you have to be a Mavarit Lagamre, but that is the sheet of the Rambam, I don't agree. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ravid on that Rambam, in Hilchah Shemitah, has a middle opinion. He says there are two Zman beers. He says in Perek Zayin in Hilchah Shemitah, that first stage, you have to get rid of it, but once it's totally nothing left, then what you have left, you have to destroy. So he has, you can look there, two stages. First stage is like the Ramban, and the second stage is like the Rambam. But again, the machlokas we've shown him, what exactly does it mean to be mevaer once perish fias? Okay, first wide line. Amar Rabbi Yevo, my lashon revia. So that, those we had, four pshatim, four nafkaminas, halacha. Why is the second revia, the second rain, important? Amar Rabbi Yevo, my lashon revia. Why is it called a revia? Why is the rain called a revia? Davar sheroveya es akarka. Right, roveya and nirba is usually a maisa bia of some kind. So davar sheroveya es akarka, the rain goes right into and is inserted into the land. That's why he has that metaphor. Kid Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda says, mitra baila da arahu. As Rav Yehuda says, the rain is literally the husband of the earth. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, we laid it on a fast day. Kikasha Yerid, Ageshem HaShelag Min HaShemayim, when the rain and the snow come down, Vishama Lo Yashuv, it's never going to go back. Ki Imhirva Es Haaretz, it's going to saturate the land, Vaholida V'Hitzmicha. So you see the Lashon Holada by the water going into the land. How much is the Revi'a Rishona? How much rain is a good sign that as long as it saturates the first tefach of earth? Shnia, the Revi'a Shnia, what should that do? As much rain that goes in to create mud, so that you could create with that mud a cover for a barrel. So you'll have that much mud. If you have that much rain to create mud in order to cover the barrel, you have now created a situation where there is no klala of atzar es hashamayim. Meaning you have rain, but atzar is not being fulfilled. Says the Sfas Emes. Didn't we just know that from the previous line? The previous line says that's the Revi'a Shnia. What's this line adding? So the Sfas Emes said, no, you might have said that even if it's good rain, it's still not tremendous sova. It's still, Hashem maybe gives you some rain, but it's still va'atzar. No, that's the chiddush of this line. That once you have this much rain, it's not only good, but it's great. It's not va'atzar at all. V'yamar Rav Chista, Gishamim she'yar the kodim va'atzar, ain't v'hemishim va'atzar. Rav Chista makes a statement. If it starts raining, kodim va'atzar, that means, Rashi explains, before you start saying kriyashma, where you say v'atzar as hashamayim, if it rains before zman kriyashma, then that's good, the klal of va'atzar obviously is not happening. Amar Abayelo, Amar Elo Kodem Va'atzar De'Urta. This is only where it rained before Va'atzar, the night, in the nighttime Kriyashma, meaning it rained by day. If it rains then that's a good rain. Aval Kodem Va'atzar, that's Safar Yishma Mishum Va'atzar. But if it rains before the Kriyashma Shal Shacharis, meaning it rained during the night, then that's not good. Because rain, the middle rain at night, is not a Simen Bracha. Tamar Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, as Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak says, Hani Anani Desafri Lesbu Mashasha, these very early clouds, before you wake up, then there's the Lesbe Mamish, they're not really of significance. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Ma'es Alecha Ephraim, Ma'es Alecha Yehuda, what should I do with you? The Chastachem Ka'anan Boker, you're like a morning cloud, which is like meaningless. Is that really true, that the night rains are not good? V'ha'amri Inshi, B'miftach Bavei Mitra. But people say, b'miftach bavei, when the gates are opening, meaning when the stores are opening in the morning, mitra, if it's rained then, bar chamra moch sakach v'gani. So a donkey driver should just take his pouch off of the donkey and put it under his head and take a nap. Because that rain, there's going to be so much supply, prices are going to go down, he's not going to make too much money anyway, so take off a day. And then, so you see that the rain at night is a good sign for people. Not for the donkey driver, but for everybody else. So lokasha, no, there's a difference. Hadakatir bi'ibaha, dekatir ba'anani. It depends if it's thick or thin clouds. A real gezunta, thick rain, okay, that's a good one. But thin clouds, sparse clouds, you know, that's not a good sign. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda, tava l'shasa de teves armolta. It's good for a year when teves is an almana, is widowed. What does that mean? So the Marsha here says, like we had before, that the rain is the husband to the ground. So if there's no rain in Teves, it's a good sign. The Teves is an Almana. It's a good sign if Teves is an Almana. Ika da Amre delo Bairi Tarbitze. Some say this is because the Bairi Tarbitze. What does that mean? It means that the ground doesn't get muddy. Therefore what? So Rashi has soupshot them. Either because people can still go learn in the yeshivas, I mean the roads aren't totally closed off yet, people can still go learn in the yeshivas, or there are some gardens that too much rain ruin them, so that's why it's good not to have too much rain, not to have any rain in Teves. We'll get back to that in a second, let's just finish. The Ika da Amri Delo Shachol Shutfana. Or some say because there's no plagues on the plants when it doesn't rain in Teves. Any, is it really true that no rain in Teves is good? It's good for a year when Teves is minuval, means the roads are totally disgusting. There's tons and tons of rain. So lokasha had to ask mitra meikara, to ask mitra meikara. It depends if it rained before Teves. If it rained a lot before Teves, then it's good to have a dry Teves. If it didn't rain at all, then you have to have rain then. Why Dafka Teves? Why is Teves switch? It's good. Rashi Dafka says if it doesn't rain in Teves, so then it's a good sign because the yeshivas are still open. Just wait for the shah. Back to Freeman. Wait, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha rotel lazakos bekisra shel Torah, yizar b'chol leilosa v'lo yovad afilo achas mehen. If somebody wants to be zoche in the keser of Torah, you have to learn, be careful with every single night of our lives. We can't lose even one of them. B'sheina b'achila v'shasiya v'sicha. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking. Shulchan Aruch says, every single night of our life we have to learn something. It doesn't matter if we're in this man, bein hazmanim, working, vacation, every single night of our lives, we have to learn something. The Rama adds on, according to the Lashon HaRambam, ki ein adam lo mei rov chachmaso ki im balayla. Because a person's chachma, most secrets of Torah, the most secrets of Torah are revealed at night, and therefore we have to make sure that nighttime we capture the secrets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the ability to learn. That's the Rambam, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shachir points out, quoting the Prisha and earlier Achronim, that they say that's why, especially in the winter months, in Tzkufas Teves, Teves Shvat and Adar, where we have the longest nights of the year, it's a special matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make sure to learn these nights. There's so many hours of nighttime. So we don't have to capitalize during these nights when sometimes the Eis Sahara is stronger. Don't want to get out of bed, it's colder, it's dark outside. But Dafka now, the Shach there quotes, based on the Shulchan Aruch, we have to make sure to be capitalized on Tekufas Teves. So maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to. Dafka Teves being dry. Teves, people going to the yeshivas, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these night times to take advantage of. That's an important Shach. Maybe it's being alluded to a little bit in Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom here has a little line. Ubeteves yesh lam pna yoser mikol yamos hashana. It's not focusing on the nighttime, but Dafka then. That's okay. That's also, by the way, why Tu B'Av, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, why they start celebrating, because now the nighttimes start getting longer then. Right? Not only do they stop, they have more time, because they're not cutting the wood anymore, but the nighttimes are getting longer. Okay, now you could, says the Amar of Chizda, says Rav Chizda, G'shem Sheyardu Amixas Medina, Amixas Medina Lo Yardu. Let's say it rains on some of a country, but not on the other part of the country. Ain behem shuma atzar. That is not va'atzar. Meaning if it rained, there rained someplace, so it's okay. The people who got the rain will supply the people who didn't get rain. Ain, is this really true? That part Medina is not a klala? It's a good thing. V'haksiv, but it says, V'kam anochi manati mechem ez ha-geshem ba'ot shalosh ha-kadashim la-katsir. I'm going to withhold the rain for 3 months. V'him tar gelir achas v'lir achas lo-amtir. And I'm going to rain on one city and then on the other city. Chalaka achas tima ter v'chulu. V'yam rav Yehuda marav shtein la-klala. And we have a Mesorah that says both the people who got the rain and didn't get the rain, it's klala. So lo-kasha ha-da-asi tuba ha-da-asi kibhidi mi ba'ilei. It depends if they got tons or they got an appropriate amount. If half the Medina got too much, so then it's bad for both. Bad for the people who got nothing, bad for the people who got too much. If they got the amount that's fitting, so then it is good for both. Amar of Ashi, Dekanami, it also is a riot, Dachsib, Timater, Tehe, Makom Matar, Timater, meaning this is the place of rain where there's going to be tons of rain. That's how you know the Pasuk is referring to that kind of case. But if it's a proper amount of rain, so then it is okay if it falls on the Mixas Medina, because they'll help the other half of the Medina. Period. Okay, we're going to stop here by Amar Bivo. We're starting talking about the Bracha of rain. Tomorrow we have a couple of famous Chazals, Harbi Lamati Mirabosai, Talmidei Yosemi Kulam, a couple of others, that's what Tainus is about, the Maimar Chazals. So, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. People, anybody who walked in late, go listen to the Rav Kreisworth, first 5 minutes, to take home one.